The Traveler's Journal, April 7th, Wandering in Mr. Vanderbilt's Gardens. George Washington Vanderbilt was a young man in 1884, the year he fell in love with the mountains around Asheville, North Carolina. An avid world traveler and heir to the fortune of railroad magnate Cornelius Vanderbilt, George had the means to indulge his passion. He bought himself a bit of land, some 125,000 acres, and created a private paradise. As a centerpiece, he built a 250-room French Renaissance chateau and filled it with art and antiques he gathered during his world travels. He hired a leading landscape designer to transform his wilderness into elaborate gardens. The project took 11 years, but when Vanderbilt moved in, his new home, which he called Biltmore, was the largest private home in the U.S. It still is. Now owned by Vanderbilt's descendants, 80 of Biltmore's rooms are open to the public. The most recent renovation is the artist's suite. Each of the four rooms, which appear on Biltmore's original architectural drawings, honors a different artist that was near and dear to Vanderbilt. Over the next month, the estate's gardens become a blooming miracle. Its annual Festival of Flowers is a progression of color, from narcissus, spirea, forsythia, cherry, and magnolia, to redbuds, dogwood, and Dutch tulips. Finally, the hybrids, native azalea, and a sea of flowering shrubs burst into color. Biltmore makes a great trip any time, but the full fineness of its flora certainly makes for an exceedingly eloquent essay on the beauty of nature. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.